Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings to the family out there. Happy Friday. Happy Preparation Day to the Mishpacha. And welcome to Straight No Chaser, where we would rather slap you with the truth than kiss you with a lie, as society does. Some of y'all like them kisses, them lying-ass kisses. Nah, we're here to give you the truth, analyze the agenda, and We don't cater to conspiracy theories. That is a programmed, a subliminal programmed word that causes people to shut a deaf ear to the truth of what's really out there. And there's so much happening right now. There's a lot of YouTube channels being cut off for telling the truth. There's one young man who's actually being threatened. Gave him two strikes, told him the third strike, they were going to get rid of his channel, but they had somebody physically appear to him and make some indirect verbal comments and threats to him because they're trying to figure out where he gets his information. And a lot of people don't know we're spiritually inspired from the Most High Yah to analyze these agendas and bring truth to people, and they don't know where we're getting it from. And they think they just go FBI, CIA, NSA, and try to tap our phones and listen to our conversations through the television and everything else. They don't know that we're being divinely inspired from the Most High to see through the filth, the dogma, the fake news, the agenda, and also the directives according to the narrative that the people are putting out there. And so we don't know how much longer shows like Straight No Chaser and many of the truthers that have come out in the last few years. I remember when I first started doing this show, it wasn't so many people coming out talking about things like chemtrails and vaccinations. There's a plethora of people now. As a matter of fact, some of these people are trolls and bots. Some of these people are controlled opposition. They actually are employed by the elite that own the media that you like to call Illuminati, but we know there ain't nothing but them Khazars that run a shadow government that have tons of money that go to Bilderberg conferences and that go to Bohemian Grove every year where they predict and talk about what they're going to bring upon the earth to try and control the people because we outnumber them. And if we ever galvanize, we can oust them, overthrow them, take their money, whatever they have, you know, because it's an atrocity that they print this money out of thin air, and it means nothing. Brothers and sisters, gold and silver does mean things, so get yourself something, and get yourself something to protect your gold and silver with. In case anybody comes around your place, you can handle that business. But there is, when people say, who are they? Well, they are the people that go to the Bilderberg meetings every year where you have hundreds of thousands of protesters out there trying to stop it. These people actually talk about this year, let's tell the people there's a flu. This year, let's cause mass shootings at schools. This year, let's have weather warfare. Yeah, there are a group of the people that have so much money they feel like they're above everybody else. You know, that's why money is satanic. What it does to people's mindsets. They become some of the biggest freaks in the world. They don't even want normal sex anymore. They want to screw animals and trees and children. These people are sick. That's why on the back of that bill, it's a homage to satanic worship. And it has the pyramid and the all-seeing eye on it. See, Maya does not need man's money to make sure I have what I need. That's what you need to understand. He can make things show up, appear, and happen. Remember when the disciples didn't have any money and he told them to fish on the other side? They opened up the fish mouth and it had gold coins in it? Come on now. You know, the thing is that when he does bless, you negate the totality of the incomprehensive magnitude on which he manifested a miracle. And nobody wants to deal with it. But I suggest you bow down today. Recognize who's in control of everything. All right. I don't see Brother D. He wanted to be on here because he had some topics he wanted to talk about, mainly about South Africa. We're going to talk about that a little bit today. It's off the chain down there. It is literally off the chain what's happening down in South Africa. And, of course, there are some things, other events taking place in the news. I was looking at the Daily Mail. Kind of got thrown off by that because the horror queen definitely has a lot of people over here in the United States picking up information before it can even get out in our news. I'm sorry, I'm just a little thrown off by reading one of the clips on the news just about a lot of freakish things going on out here in the world. People don't realize the activity of demonic spirits and how it's taken on a new level. This 24-year-old young Hebrew woman who was digging up dead bodies and using them for her own sexual purposes. That is, if that's not deviant and demonically inspired, then what is it? I think a lot of us aren't going to have the heart or the stomach to be able to handle some of the information that's going to start coming to you over the airwaves about how freakish and demon-possessed people are, that there are a group of people that actually literally attack, kidnap babies, and eat the baby raw and drink the blood. It's called a satanic ritual in order for them to achieve longevity and life and power with Satan in his world. These are rituals. Some of these rituals, some of you all don't want to believe, but there are people that are literally monsters that are walking amongst you, meaning they'll do whatever. They have no filter. They just know how to conduct themselves and deceive you and act normal around you. But what they do behind closed doors is in support to their God for fame, riches, power, wealth from him. And he gives it to them. But when he comes to collect that soul, trust me, he does. Because in the end, all of those people pay with their lives. That's the type of world we live in, and I try to tell people every day that this is not freaking Disneyland because you created a space that seems safe to you. You're never safe until you're safe in the arms of the Most High. Other than that, every time you walk out the door, your eyes and spirit have to be wide open, not eyes wide shut. So being awoke, not enough. Because some of you are waking up on the wrong side of the bed. All right, so the first thing in the news we want to talk about. Let's see. I'm sorry, some of the stuff on here is so incredible. It just really throws me off when I look at it. And that's why I say that a lot of people really aren't aware of what's happening in the news. Let's go ahead and deal with that. South Africa. Well, I'm going to give Brother D a chance to call in, see if he'll call in before I jump on that topic. There's a few other topics I can touch. And so let's take a look at these topics. Let's see. First one I wanted to bring up is about this Austin bomber. What you all don't know is that the Austin bomber, who's been classified as having some mental issues and a tough life, not terrorist that he really was, that purposely left bombs at Black and Latinos' houses because it was racially motivated. Since they're not behind it, the government, and they didn't sanction this and make it look like a mass blowing up or shooting, so they're not putting it out there or letting that narrative get out there, because whenever that gets out there, they want to make sure that they control the narrative and that they are in control of the news story and the events that have happened around it. This was a lone bomber that got away with it and blew himself up, and they didn't know about it, so they don't want to put the information out there. The only thing they did control was the picture they put out there. I come to understand that this picture is a picture of him some 3 years ago and does not show what he looked like today. Hair was blonde, long beard, mustache, looked like a whacked out, crazed little racist boy. Our man, I should say. His name was Mark Anthony Condit, the Austin bomber. He killed 2 people and injured 5 others using homemade bombs that he learned how to make because he was taking up tech and he was also in some other field that would allow him to know how to do things like this. Do you people understand how many people live next door to you that have the propensity, have the ability to create something that can harm you and damage you? And these are some of the most deviant, sneaky-ass people that will walk by, you won't look at you, but they're planning your demise? That's the type of world we're living in now, where there is hate and racism all around you, but it's being masked. One thing about the South, they say like in Mississippi and Texas, places like that, at least you know what you're dealing with. You see it and they let you know. Here in the Western states, California, you don't know when there's someone who literally hates the color of your skin and who you are because they hate themselves. Now, this guy was not a Muslim. He wasn't ISIS. He's a homegrown radical who apparently targeted black and Hispanic victims. This is a terrorist, but they still refuse to let you know that this is a terrorist because they don't want to label the white man with terror. When all of these rules, like Second Amendment and all these other laws, were meant to protect him and keep him afloat. This is why he's panicking, because of all these Me Too women and their accusatory statements, the melding of different races together, which is creating a brown man, and they're just trying to keep the narrative off them, but he is one of the most violent and hateful persons on this earth, and that is the white male. They hate themselves. They hate each other. So you know they don't like competition, and that competition would come in the form of another nation. So be mindful, people, of what's happening around you and who you're dealing with and what you're dealing with, because you're dealing with a lot of lies, a lot of lies that are all around you. So the thing that irks me about this is, how was it able to get that far, as far as him being able to literally utilize FedEx to get these bombs out? Isn't there nothing in place to protect the people? No, there's nothing in place to protect the people because they don't give a damn about the people. Let's not forget that the agenda, according to, I'm going to pull this up, Bill Gates and there's another agency. They want population, depopulation, the agenda to begin right away. So they don't give a damn about a flu outbreak, a vaccination, about a poison, about a GMO fruit, about a rise in cancer. What they do give a damn about is people trying to cure sicknesses and cancer. They want you to use the medicine that is definitely guaranteed to take you out of here early, destroy your kidney, your liver, your organs, your pancreas. I got information for you. GMOs aren't harmless. They're harmful to the body. GMOs cause organ failure. They deteriorate the interior of your body. There's absolutely no nutrition in this food. And the fact that it's man-made, it takes a toll on your body. This is why you have to cleanse and flush daily. We're starting to find out why everybody wants to be vegetarian, because they're pushing people towards the GMOs. You're running from the meat. They're controlling social media by letting you see cancerous meat, meat with tumors, and they're scaring the hell out of you to push you into another direction. Do you understand how sheep move? Okay? They move in a herd, cattle, all together. So whatever's shocking them from a particular direction, they'll run in that direction. So you have to be aware of the narrative that exists in society that will direct you a certain way. You don't never want to go the way that the masses go. The Most High has made it clear that we as a people should go for the narrow road, not the wide, broad road. That leads to destruction. And the path that leads to his kingdom is narrow. Not many people are going to be on that road. What am I saying? You're not going to fit in if you're doing things that are necessarily right for you and right by you and right by the Most High. It's not going to be on a path that's normal. So let's understand, nothing is wrong with meat in moderation. Nothing is wrong with being a vegetarian some days. But why are you doing it? What's leading you to that? Is it the marketing appeal? Because everywhere you look on Facebook, on TV, everybody's a freaking vegetarian now. And there's certain proteins that your body can't even digest that it doesn't need. And I'm talking about the protein that comes from plants. Not every plant is good for you. Dr. Sebi tried to tell you about the molecular structure of non-carbon-based vegetables that were not good for you, that were hybrids. So if it's a hybrid, you're putting a hybrid fruit in your body, what can it potentially do for you when you are a mineral source? And that 98% of your body, well, it's water, but then the other portions are made from the dirt of the ground that possesses minerals and certain vitamins that come from the sunshine. So you're not getting sun because of the chemtrails, weather modification. You're eating GMOs because it's trendy. Don't you understand what a trend is? This is marketing. They decide which way they want your money to flow. And you do it because you're simple. All of society is simple. Why? Because you've been dumbed down because you're using... It's a fact that fluoride is stored in the brain and it goes through when you brush your teeth. You're not only using fluoridated water, you're using fluoride toothpaste. And fluoride was a poison back in the 20s and 30s. Fluoride was used to kill pests. Fluoride is one of the main causes, along with aluminum, of causing dementia and autism. It's not helping with your damn teeth. You don't need that for your teeth. You can use charcoal or baking soda on your teeth and get the same effect to get the tartar off. Who told you you need to put chlorine, Clorox, on your teeth to have a white smile? America? All you people do are follow trends, and I need you to understand that everything that's being marketed to you is designed to slow kill you. Deodorant is a contributing factor to dementia and Alzheimer's disease because you're putting metal under your armpits. Read the ingredients, phosphate, aluminum. You're putting this metal into porous, one of the most sensitive parts of your body. It's very porous, so it goes direct into the bloodstream. Over time, all of this is going to shorten your lifespan. So it's time that we start analyzing the agendas, if it's being marketed to the masses, there's a reason for it. So we market it to the masses and we get everybody to move in this direction because, I mean, come on. How they want the world, according to the Georgia Guidestones, to be at 500,000 in population. It's like 7 billion people in the world. We're talking about killing 6.5 billion people. That's going to take not only a massive pandemic, which can happen so easily. It's just a matter of when they decide to push the button. I have no fear. As long as I'm keeping these statutes, laws, and commandments, I'm in the hand of the Most High. And he'll do with me what he wants because man can't do anything. Fear he who can destroy the soul, not one who can destroy the body. Okay? So my next point is the fact that when you keep thinking about, where was I at? The vaccinations and depopulation, everything is designed to do a slow kill. They found out that the Tamiflu virus was killing more people than healing people, and now they don't want to tell you the truth about the vaccinations, just like they won't tell you the truth about the chemtrails that you're breathing in every day. Folks, I'm sorry to say, there's going to be more funerals that you're going to be going to of natural diseases. I'm seeing people in their 50s having strokes. You're going to hear about more kids coming down with cancer, and you're just going to march your ass off and do a march and wear pink. It's absurd. Okay? They're not going to come up for a cure. You're going to have to do for yourself and your family and roll up your sleeves and do the work on what it takes to heal your body and to fight back against this putrid, demonic system with their laws. Understand that every one of these mass shootings is to help them get you under gun control so that they can take your registered guns. And then they can create new laws for those guns that they find that aren't registered. They'll probably throw you under the jail if they find you with an unregistered gun. And it's going to give them a reason to go into the hoods where they figure most of the Latinos and the blacks have unregistered guns because they are in gangs. And they'll go in there with tanks. They're going there with full military armor and kick down doors. And they're going to kill people, shoot people. They just shot a young man in Sacramento for being in his own backyard because somebody called and said it looks like somebody's breaking in and he lived there. I told you, watch these damn Edomites that will call the police and pull out a cell phone, call the police and tell them that you got the man didn't even have a gun. But I'm sure somebody called and said there's somebody trying to break in a house that has a gun. It was his own house. I hope they tear Sacramento up. We need to get more like South Africa. They went inside the H&M, racist H&M store after that ad and tore that store up and stopped shopping there. Guess what our people did? The very next day, H&M had an 80% off sale and our people ordered clothes offline. Simple, simple as hell. You're acting ignorant. It's because you've been dumbed down with chemtrails, fluoride, bad food, bad weed. Makes you lazy because the weed is legal. So now you're smoking, and it's weed that's been made in a lab. So there's a reason why they're marketing testosterone to men, because they have effeminized our men, and they have increased the estrogen count in our foods and Starbucks and coffee and juices and stuff that you buy in the store, and it's in the clothing. It's effeminizing our men. They don't even have the testosterone anymore. So they're selling testosterone supplements, which I know within 5 to 10 years' time, they're going to be doing recalls on all the testosterone supplements because they're going to find out it's causing testicle cancer. All right? And it's not that they're going to find. They know what they're putting out there. I need you to understand time release. You've probably seen time release vitamins. It's over time. The polio vaccinations they gave us in the 60s matriculated into cancer in the 80s and 90s. And it took time for it to get into your body and take over your cell count and turn into cancer. Well, a lot of you have had vaccinations since then in the 70s as well. And there's something like a ghost that's in your body. The only thing you can do at this point in your life is learn how to do some fasting and detoxing and cleansing and to eat better foods and put them in your body to fight back what's been put in there. You know, I want to go to Africa. I'm ticked off that they'll let you go to any other country in the world without a vaccination. But if you go to Africa, they want you to get a shot. Because they don't want us reconnecting with the motherland. Israel's a part of Africa. Don't get it twisted. No such thing as the Middle East that was created by Winston Churchill. They don't want us connecting with the motherland that's loaded with resources. Because when we set our foot on that ground, there's something that resonates within us as a people. But if you're anything like me, you're starting to feel a little homesick for a place that you've never been to. But you know that you'd feel better being there amongst your people. Real talk. With that being said, let's talk about South Africa. South Africa right now, some people think they're going crazy. Not going crazy. They're taking back what belongs to them. Because there are 38 countries in Africa where homosexuality is not allowed. But South Africa was the capital. They allowed homosexuality, but that's because of all the damn white folks that was in South Africa that was saying it's okay. They supported gay marriage. They did all that in South Africa. Give me 1 second to turn this off. They supported that. When Obama tried to go to Kenya and Ghana with that, they said, get your gay ass up out of here. We will not condone homosexual marriage. So there's a lot of countries in Africa that don't condone it and that fight against it. I'm praying that when the blacks take back over South Africa, that they'll expel that law of gay marriage and homosexuality as they're taking back what belongs to them. Now, I find it funny that the Caucasians here in the United States are begging Donald Trump to let these refugees come in. All the white people that are being ousted off their farms. Come on, man, look. You know we pretty much don't give a damn. Ever since Mandela got out, became president, it was on and cracking. Because you guys, the way you treated our people in South Africa, I mean, it took Cuba to come over and help South Africa fight these people and what they were doing to calling them Kafas, what they were doing to the people in that area. Is far worse than what our people experienced in the 60s, 50s and the 60s. We go through so much all over the earth. We are hated all over the earth. But let's stick with South Africa. So they finally voted to take back their farmland that the white farmers took from them, came in and colonized the place, damn colonizers. So Australia is trying to help them folks out, let them come over there. Yeah, take their ass to Australia. Australia has decided to shelter all the fleeing white farmers. You know, I'm sorry. You want me to be politically correct because I live in America and feel bad for them, but I got to be honest. I don't have a feel bad bone in my body as it pertains to this topic, because once again, they're taking back something that was taken from them. And when they took it, it wasn't theirs to start with. So this damn Edomite, Esau, is known for going places, taking things by violence that is not his, making it his, and then trying to write a law to lock it in and forbid anybody to take back what belongs to them. I mean, wicked. How damn wicked could you be? Go back and get what's yours. Yes, I believe in reclaiming what belongs to you. So really, that's something that's outside of race with me. Okay? Now, race is playing a part in my comments, but first, let's get this straight. As a principle, if somebody takes something that belongs to you, you go back and get it. Now, that's unless it's a person, because if somebody takes a person, then that other person must not want to be with your ass either. You let that go, because that's something you don't need. But if somebody takes something tangible, physical, material from you, and it's yours, and you worked hard for that, you have a right to repossess what's yours. And you don't need to wait for somebody else to do it for you. Well, South Africa is doing just that. And I don't know if you watched the Netflix documentary, but some 2 or 3, maybe 4 years ago, the whites had become the poor people within South Africa, living in trailer parks, living in the parks, living in tents, homeless, no money. So it's just a matter of time that they already isolated them. They can't get jobs. And now they want their farms back. There's a beautiful thing that can transpire from this. A lot of black farmers lost their land in America. You didn't know that, right? Because of GMO and Monsanto. If you didn't convert to their seeds and their crops in the way that the Department of Agriculture wanted you to deal with the farms and what they wanted you to do, then they started taking black farms down south, people that had farms. You farmers, this could be an excellent opportunity for you to go over there and teach the South Africans native how to farm their land once they get it back. I am so excited about the things going on in Africa that I'm like, okay, you thought you silenced Gaddafi because he was trying to unite all of Africa and all of its countries. Well, you didn't silence him. You woke up a sleeping giant. You got the president of Ghana, Kenya, the Congo. All these people are talking about opening up their lands to let African-Americans come home and have dual citizenship there. Okay, Ancestry.com, a bunch of bull crap. But what it is doing is causing us to think more about being back in the continent that is rich in resources and us being there. What it's doing, it's setting the mindset. But I don't need that to know who I am. Deuteronomy 28 tells me who I am. I know who I am by bloodline. I know we're the Hebrews. I've looked past his story that he teaches in school. And the Spirit of the Most High has shown me who I and my people really are. I don't need no fake-ass Ancestry.com with their false DNA to tell me who I am and what region I come from. I know what region I come from, and I know how my people got there because I do the research, I read, and I don't wait on somebody to hand information to me or to go in the direction that the masses go into or that they believe. Okay? The masses will make you think you're crazy when you begin to stand as an individual with individual knowledge. Because society teaches that you must go with the flow or else you're not a conspiracy theorist. You wear an aluminum hat. Yeah, right. Society's wearing an aluminum hat because they're watching the news and they're watching politics, and this is a freaking show that they put together to distract you from the economy implosion that's coming. The dollar's definitely getting ready to crash. It's on life support. They'll pull the plug in a little while, and you won't be ready. What you see with the food stamps, you're going to see that everywhere, where they're giving you boxes of food, Blue Apron, apps, to order food. No more grocery stores. You're being conditioned and programmed to accept and pretty much ask for what they're going to put upon you, which is a controlling mechanism to control the monetary system. I mean, there's a restaurant around my home that finally said, we're cashless. I know that's for a few reasons. Not to have employees stealing, not to have anybody rob them, and to be a leader at the forefront of technology, Bitcoin, and no money in society. Because that's more of a foundation for international transactions, world government, world leadership, world worship of one spiritual leader and one political leader. See, they know everybody's heard these stories throughout the Bible. So the thing is to mask how we present it and also create the need for people to ask for these things. Take away the cash so nobody's robbing people anymore. Protect my identity and my credit score. Put the chip in my finger. That can't be stolen. Well, they're going to start chopping off hands and fingers, too. It's a fear-based, trauma-based society and system. So to control the news and the media and keep you in fear, and not understanding that you don't have to live in fear. That's what they seek to do. I didn't even know this. This is going to sound sick and disgusting, that one of the reasons why these blood drinkers, because there are people that drink blood because there's spirit and life in the blood. The Bible even tells you that the spirit of a man is in the blood of a man, and that life is in the blood, which is why we don't eat blood products, bloody meat, because the life force is in that blood. This is why people drink blood, because there's especially a child's blood. The vitamins, the minerals, the enzymes, the cells that are in there. Actually, they did a study on this. And they brought it out real quick, and then they pulled it off the news that a baby's blood is like the fountain of youth for these people. That's what they believe. I'm not worried about it because black don't crack. But there's some other nations where they skin cracks, start to look like frogs by the time they turn 60. But nevertheless, this is one of the reasons why they're doing that, to rejuvenate themselves. And this is some of the most wickedest behavior with their rituals that you could ever do. And what I was going to say is that the blood is infused with adrenaline, which actually is like a workout supplement. The blood is infused with adrenaline when you scare somebody to death before you kill them. That's for them people to sit up there and know this and think this. This is satanic. It has to come from demons to scare the hell out of a person and then kill them and then drink their blood. And a lot of you wouldn't even believe this. I just told you this. Some of your presidents, your mayors, your congressmen, your CEOs, they all take part in these rituals late at night when you sleep and you don't know a damn thing about it. This is why they don't like you, because you went around here with spiritual awareness and you have on attire that shows you're spiritual and you got scriptures and Bible. They are afraid of you because you don't walk in darkness and worship a false god. They think you're antiquated. All right. So with that being said, South Africa, I think it's a wonderful thing. And I think that what's happening, there's a shaking and stirring in Sierra Leone and Ghana and other places, because they realize that we're tired of being raped and pillaged by these Eurocentric countries that are coming in the name of charity with their damn shots and vaccinations and hot soup and bag of rice, and stealing all of our gold and metal and titanium and ore and diamonds and coltan so that they can take it back to their country and thrive. Steal some of my coltan, go home and make a phone for $1,000, and we just keep buying them. Come out with a new phone, we throw that one away and get another one. Bunch of damn greedy-ass consumers, you sheeple. Whatever that frickin' television commercial tells you to get, do, eat, that's what you do. instead of doing what's good for you and what's right by you according to the dictates of the Spirit, dietary laws, commandments, and the way the Most High wants you to go. So I got to tell you, I don't feel bad about them getting those farmers out. They gave the farmers a chance to leave. They should have left. Worse things have been done to us, okay? They would come to our houses at night. If you know anything about Black Wall Street, what they did in Tulsa, they were like, get out, okay? We've seen this stuff. And we tell each other, like the movie, get out. Why you can't? So they had plenty of time to get out because it's not your land. It's not your country. We have the same thing going on in Israel. I've been talking about this the last couple of shows, that Israel probably has 30 more days before they start to use military and arsenal weapons to drive out the rest of the black folks out of Israel because they don't want to taint their bloodline. Racism, people, is going to an all-time high, and they would have utilized the Austin, Texas bombings as a part of this, but they didn't control it. This was a lone wolf McQuaid who did this on his own, and they don't like that. It's all about control. But the scriptures even tell us that there will be nation against nation, which means race against race, because of one thing they're going to hate is the fact that they find out that who the people are, what they've done to the people, how they've lied, and they're going to say, who the hell are those people in Israel then? Netanyahu, known as the synagogue of Satan. And you have to realize that some of the things you see coming into play right now was planned out 30 to 50 to 100 years ago. People were picked to be in certain positions. You go back in time and look at some of the stuff Trump was saying and watch The Simpsons, and you'll see that it was slated for him to go ahead and be president. When he met Nixon's, and Mrs. Nixon said he's going to make a great president someday, she said that to him in the 70s. This stuff, you red pill, blue pill, the whole world is a stage, is an understatement to the extreme. You are living in a fake matrix. The only thing that's real is the breath that you breathe and the God you serve. Hopefully it's the Most High. He's going to come and crack this bubble and bring us back into reality because these Edomites have lost their damn minds. We're trying to destroy the people of the earth that will inherit the earth. So I applaud Africans everywhere. Boy, I can't wait to get home. It's going to be Ghana, Botswana, or something. I mean, you offering me dual citizenship? Really? And my money can go further out there? I'm starting to smell home. It's getting pretty close. Who wants to be here with the madness that ensues in this place? There's no way I'm going to sit up under a woman president, congressman. You can call me what you want. But you weren't designed to do all the things that you're doing, woman, in this hour. And I already know that the way you're created, you're more susceptible from to external suggestive thoughts. Let's put it like that, because that's the way you were created. So this might sound, I don't know, they got all these politically correct terms, and I might sound like I can't even think of them right now, but I'll be that right now. So farmers in South Africa claim they're being targeted, and it's not a matter of being targeted. You should just get the hell out. Okay? That, you know, they liberated that place. So all praises to the Most High. And if they want to go to Australia, trust me, that's one place I don't need to go for vacation anyway. I'm trying to get down to Montego Bay, Jamaica, and down to Cuba so I can hear some Afro-Cuban, Brazilian music and all that good stuff. That's how it goes down. So let's start to be aware, people, of our options, alternatives, and take care of our families. You know, get your investments on. Get your gold and silver on. Store up your water and your toilet paper and be prepared to defend your household and take care of your family until the Most High calls you home. And if you got a fear of death, and you pretty much probably don't even deserve to live because we don't walk around in fear. Okay, so make some accomplishments, make the best of things, make it happen. It hasn't stopped with the police shooting people, Heart goes out to a 34-year-old woman who jumped out of her burning car. She had a knife in her hand, so they shot her down. All these cops are cowards. I don't even know where they come from. But understand this. Police officers, two things. First thing is that the police officer was created as an officer to capture slaves and bring them back to their slave masters. That was the original intent of the police officer, to induce fear and to capture the runaway slaves. Second of all, let's not forget it's called the Fraternal Order of Police. They take an oath. Majority of them are all Freemasons, and it's a fraternity. Okay, so their job at the end of the day is to come against you in any kind of way, shape, fashion, or form they can. I'll never forget one time I was just driving along and a woman cut in front of me, cut across three lanes to go pick her husband up who was standing outside, and she almost knocked the front end of my car. And I was like, what's going on? And he looked at me and said, you want me to call the police? Yeah, you know, the funny thing is that the way he said that, he knew that if the police were to show up, they were just only going to deal with me and not him or her who broke the law or for what they were doing, breaking the law. That's so ingrained in the Eurocentric mindset that they know that 9 out of 10 times the police show up, if you're of a darker hue, black man, brown man, you're going to be the one dealt with. They're going to deal with you. Will be, you know, everything will be fine. And it'll be like, well, can I see your ID real quick, please? And if they can find anything on you, that's what they're going to deal with. This is how we have to raise our kids. That's why, who wants to be a subject to these laws and think that this is the only aspect of life? Okay, can you imagine how free some people are living by living on islands or places that we feel in our minds are not colonized or habitated or have technology? I don't want to walk away from this. This is all that. No, I will go where the Father tells me to go. My spirit leads me. As I was saying, 34-year-old mother, DeCynthia Clements, on March 12th, shot, jumping out of her burning car. Ain't no telling why she was jumping out the car that night, but she was falling to the ground. What, they thought she was going to attack them? A steak knife. Some of the scariest ass cops I ever seen. All right, with that being said, let's see what else is in the Daily Mail. Talked about the vaccinations. I'm tired of talking about Trump. The only thing I want to talk about is what I do want to talk about is this Jared Kushner. You all aren't paying attention to little Damien Thorne. Jared Kushner, who is Trump's son-in-law, is meeting with Saudi Arabians. He is. While you all are being distracted and say, okay, they took away some of his security clearance, blah, 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 blah. Jared Kushner is going around meeting with the Saudi prince because he's trying to get them to meet halfway. Let's just put it like this. Jared Kushner is the one who is pushing for peace talks in Palestine and with Israel and the Palestinians and the Arabs. He's working all this stuff behind the scenes, and nobody's paying attention. He has a building. It has 666 on the front that he owns in New York. And his family's been long involved with things behind the scenes. This is what we talk about, shadow government and things like this. Let's listen to this. Let me read this article to you. And this is coming from CNN. Jared Kushner tasked by his boss and father-in-law, Donald Trump, with mediating Middle East peace early in his administration, has so far staked a bulk of those efforts on the
as a decent person.
In a second. A bulk of those efforts on the ascendant Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. According to a new report, the Saudi prince, known casually by his initials, MBS, took advantage of that power. When Kushner, Trump's senior aide, made an announced trip to Riyadh last year, The Intercept, citing three sources, MBS told Confidence after the meeting that Kushner had discussed Saudi leaders who are disloyal to the crown prince. Went over there to create friction. This little boy, Jared Kushner, is creating so much havoc over there in the so-called Middle East, but he's supposed to be creating this peace. Now, we do know that prophetically, when they say peace, then comes sudden destruction, there will be a full peace that will be created. But let's not forget that the Medes will be stirred up against the daughter of Babylon. We talked about that. Who are the Medes? When we talk about the Medes, we talk about the Arabians, the Iranians, and ultimately, America wants to get in Iran's backyard. And we know that that's going to help to set off the Third World War. But while Americans are in Iran's backyard, you need to understand that the ultimate focus is not America. That America's being used to go into other countries, bring in democracy, and stomp on them, which is really devilocracy, because these people had culture and ethics before America came in. So now they want to get into Iran. But once they get into Iran, the reason we're in everybody's backyard and we have an embassy in every country is because the goal is to bring America into break it down and take it to third world status. That's right. Destroy it and lower the population as well. And we become a global society. It's already being said that some of your elites that run some of the biggest corporations in the world and that are worth billions, they're moving to New Zealand and building underground bunkers in New Zealand because that's supposed to be one of the safe spots that they'll be able to run to when it goes off, because they do know that it's going down. And the reason they do know and want it to go down, because that's a part of depopulation and the new agenda that they want to establish for Eurocentric rule on the earth and dominance. And white supremacy. White supremacy is in your face every day, and you don't even realize it. People trying to be politically correct in your face, they don't give a damn about you. Okay, so they want to see the bombs fly. They want to see the bombs drop. They put it in the movies, and they want to see the chaos that's going to ensue after that. Then they'll come in and clean up shop, and they figure they'll start with their new paradise, because these Freemasons and elite believe that Satan Hashatan is going to live forever and he's going to win, and that he's misunderstood and that the technology they have can overthrow God, the Most High's technology. And he tells us in the book of Enoch, I didn't even give you a third of a glimpse into the abilities that I have. You have no idea what you're getting into. Back to Jared Kushner. I think we need to pay attention to what this boy is doing. You're being distracted by Trump. Look, Jared Kushner is over there meeting with the elites that can't seem to come together to find a common ground for them to come together. And at the same time, build that embassy over there in Jerusalem, which I have told you might double as the third temple. Well, will double as a temple. Why wouldn't it be a temple? Why can't you put a temple inside of an embassy? Why can't you not make an embassy look like a temple? Why can't you have a service, a religious service inside of an embassy that doubles as a temple? So you need to understand the things that are in place and the things that are transpiring, because I want you aware of the time frame that we're living in. And the news is a joke to me unless it's telling me something that happened locally, like a damn tree fell in my neighborhood at midnight. I want to know where the tree is and how bad the traffic is, and maybe get a glimpse into some of the other stuff that's going on. But other than that, 98% just lies to condition your mind to walk down the path they want you to walk down, eat what they want you to eat, dress the way they want you to dress. I may get into this on the Shabbat, but we as Hebrews, we need to change our garments. And I'll just leave it at that. Let's make ourselves recognized for what we believe in. Kushner and this prince, MBS, have fostered close relationships for months. He's representing the Muslim nation. Kushner worked for months earlier in the administration to build close ties with him. He's trying to build ties with these people, with their father, with their lineage, with their bloodline. He's obviously told them that he has a job to do something. So I just wanted to bring that out. The goal is still to split and part and divide the land. And the Israelis that are over there are actually Khazars from the Caucasus Mountains. And the Palestinians, which were known as the Philistines in biblical times, they're not supposed to even be in that land. So there's going to be a purging of that land. So let's go ahead and allow them to purge it first and get the people out so that innocent people won't be hurt when the Most High purges the land with fire and gets rid of the desecration that they've already brought upon the land. All good. Let's see. What else is in the news? A few more things I want to cover, and then I'm going to let you go. Looks like Brother D, he ain't going to be on, but we already covered South Africa. We talked about it, and I want you to start to do your research, people, on Africa, places in Africa, visiting Africa, and considering the dual citizenship. That is major. That is major. 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 Imagine some of the things that we're susceptible here to. It's not going to happen there. You know, people aren't just going to be shot in the back and shot in their backyard. You're not going to be served up these bad fruits that kill you. There's not going to be an FDA. There's not going to be a push for pharmaceutical medicines coming at you. Don't make let people make you think that the mosquitoes are just flying around with artillery on, waiting to attack you and give you a disease. This is all false. This is all false. There's simple things that will keep mosquitoes off you, like mint, peppermint, spearmint. There's so many natural things. Those people over there know how to survive. They know what every plant is good for and used for. They don't need the coccozoids medicines or his protection or his vaccinations. These vaccinations are deteriorating the inside of your body. Long-term effects. And so they got it to where you can't go nowhere in Africa unless you get one of these nasty vaccinations that's loaded with metals, poisons, toxins, aborted fetus cultured cells. And what the hell for? You're going to put that disease in me to make sure I don't get it or give it to somebody else? It's ridiculous. So I need you to understand this, straight no chaser. Look at the news with a discerning eye. Look at what you do, what you eat with a discerning eye, and don't give heed to what the masses are doing. Pride yourself on being different from the rest, because, see, our people are considered to be looked at as an amazement and an astonishment, according to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. And we allow ourselves to fall prey into that. We become coons and we become entertainers for the other people because we think that shows success. Be your own man and woman. Be independent. Do not entertain people at the price of coonery. And definitely don't kiss nobody's ass. Stand firm for what you believe in. Represent your people well. Do good and watch good come back to you. All right, that's my time for today. I'm not going to go much further. It's already been about an hour. And that's all I want to talk about in the news. The rest of it, y'all can get for yourself on Facebook, Twitter, the news. It's a bunch of bull crap out there. But look to me to tell you the truth. If you got a question, email me or hit me up on Facebook, Be the Preacher, Tamar Torah. Or you can leave us a message here. It's good to see we got people in Trinidad and Tobago that are tuning in, and Norway, of all places. All praises. Okay, stay up, stay focused, stay strong, and know that the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think you already have it, but truth is a journey and not a destination. Makes me want to holler the way they do our people. But let's rise. Let's rise up.
Before we see it, you take it. Oh. Everybody thinks we're wrong. Mother, who are they to judge us?
Mother, mother,
simply cause we wear our hair long.